Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Dad. Maria's birthday today.
Can you believe she's eight?
8 years old.
Time
eight
flies.
8 years young. Wow.
Time is flying. Time is flying. So we'll have a little,
yeah,
a little family fun today. Kind of bummed out. It's going to be 91. That girl is going to be hot. But
you give her Uncle Joe said hi.
We definitely will. And we'll get her. We'll pop her out here at some point. She's just been too busy doing Maria's stuff. She doesn't worry about what us fuddy-duddy parents are doing anymore. She's, you know, now she's eight, Joe. She's ready to go. She doesn't need our help with anything.
Well, she'll be going to the prom when you blink your eyes a couple of times, and then you'll walk her down the aisle.
Well, then I'm not blinking my eyes. I like her at this age. So, but you're right. Time marches on, and happy birthday, Maria, today.
Yeah.
And we'll have some fun with her. Not a lot of fun at Champions Point yesterday, Joe. Number one, that's a loaded golf regional. We know number one, Center Grove, is always involved there. We know the Columbus schools usually have some heavy hitters. Heck, it's Floyd Central's home course. They get a little bit of an advantage on that. And the very young South Panthers, the very young North Cougars, and the very young Jackson Wendell, it seemed like they've got some good experience yesterday, but we wrap up the high school golf season.
Well, it was a learning experience, period. The Providence Regional, the toughest regional to navigate in the state, Champions Point, played a tough host as usual. And collectively, the scores turned in just not good enough yesterday. We put a bow on the high school golf season at South 26, North 13th, and Edgewood Junior Jackson Wendell missing state by four shots in Thursday regional action. Jackson's round, though, is quite credible, a 77. That's the first time he'd played the course, you know. So kudos to Jackson just gaining the experience. But the number for advancement individually was 73 to advance to Prairie View and Carmel next week. Panther freshman Drew Todd missed it by two shots after a 75. He led Dustin Carver's Panthers. They fired a 323. That was 33 shots behind top-ranked Center Grove, who won the regional along with number 10 Floyd Central, who was second, and Madison advanced as the third team. South was 15 shots behind the 308 that Madison fired as they won a tiebreak with Columbus North to play next week at state. Brian Muehlhaus's crew, void of any seniors, led by a team medalist Jace Day with an 80. Again, North finished 13th. Logan Vernon had an 82. Darren Woodley, 84. Evan Todd, 87. Charlie Bless, 93. The balance of South's Thursday lineup, Thomas Tierney had an 80, Seth Kostranek, 81, freshman Ethan Kopp, 87, and James Bamba, 88. Again, all of them underclassmen. Well, another underclassman hoping to take that next big step is sophomore Maya Mills of South, one of six left in the IHSAA State Singles Tournament. Out today for Gretchen Wertzman in the quarterfinals alongside Muncie Burris sophomore Isabel Bierman. Hopefully a win for Maya, and then it's on to the semifinals tomorrow morning. The championship is set for 2 o'clock. You know, Coach Gretchen told me earlier this week in one of our reports, Maya's just been a coach's dream here in her first 2 years. Played number one as a freshman last year and played really hurt coming then off of an arm surgery that she had back in the winter. But hard work ethic and refused to lose mentality, and, well, that has made her a tough out in the winning sectional and regional individual titles. Big heart, big stage today for Maya Mills at Park Tudor. Go get them, Maya. Chance Coyle slips on jersey number three tonight as another Panther with a dream come true, and that's the becoming and is an Indiana All-Star as they play Kentucky tonight at 8 o'clock down at Knights Hall at Bellarmine University. The Hoosier fellas, three of them Hoosiers of the future, with Archie Miller, Romeo, Rob, and DeMeese, look to restart a winning streak after seeing a 17-game winning streak snap last June. Chance left South and Hall of Fame coach J.R. Holmes is the school's all-time leading scorer. As you know, he's headed to the University of Southern Indiana. Got in some quality minutes the other night in that scrimmage. Had 4 points, three steals, and a couple of rebounds. And we wish you a chance well here over the course of these next two nights. And again, the return engagement is tomorrow night at Bankers Life Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. The girls will play at 6 o'clock on both nights. Cards and Reds will play on the airwaves tonight. First pitch at 7:10 and Saturday at 4:10. I'm Joe Smith.
Busy weekend, Joe, as always. So we'll see the Indiana All-Stars That should be a fun one. Sadly for us Bloomington fans, there's no TV for that that we could pop in and see what's going on. Obviously, with four pieces of the puzzle, that's a lot of pieces that we would be interested in.
You know, I got to thinking about it, Glass. I think this is the first time in 10, 12 years that we've had, I say we, Indiana University has had this many All-Stars headed to IU to play round ball.
Yep.
Let alone a local in Chance, I think, 13th player down through the years, a South Panther player, I believe. So, you know, yeah, you're right. And it's too bad it's not on TV.
Well, I mean, I think if you went backwards and did the math, now you've just told me why it probably isn't on TV. If Indiana University isn't, bringing in multiple All-Stars each year, then I can see probably why the interest is waned off a little bit. But sometimes those things don't make sense. Sometimes they do. But we wish Chance the best of luck. Maya the best of luck as well. That's great. High school, Joe, the high school sports season lasting longer than the Stanley Cup. That's kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah, the Vegas boys gave it a go, but they were a little, outmatched.
Oh, some game last night. It was up and down all around. Fantastic.
They won it in five, didn't they?
Yes, they did win at five. Good entertainment, good theater last night. Capitals' first trophy in their, 44 years of history? So,
and you said it right. That's one of the great sports, look-ins carrying that. Hoisting that trophy over their head on the ice after they clinch it.
Everybody's got a beard. Everybody's been through the long playoff run, the long playoff haul, and Ovechkin's first trophy as well as first Stanley Cup. So pretty cool side note on all of that. Reds yesterday were winners. Jesse Winker's 13th inning two-run home run finally put an end to the proceedings at the Great American Ballpark. You know what I learned yesterday, Joe? And I always throw these by you because you're the you follow the Reds a little bit longer than I do. And Winker comes off the bench yesterday.
Yes,
pinch
he
hit. He went 3-for-3 and hit a walk-off home run. That's the first time that's happened in baseball since 1960, just to show you.
I didn't know that.
Well, neither did I. That's why I thought you would find that quite entertaining. The other interesting story, that Joey Votto RBI yesterday, the first RBI from Votto since May 16th in San Francisco. His 18-game streak without an RBI was the longest of his career, but he hit .348. without driving in any runs. If it isn't one thing, it's something else for the Kings of the Ohio, isn't it?
Well, you know, still plenty of time left. We look at the standings. What are they, 15 and a half out? But, we'll see.
Got to start winning.
Another night to play, another team to play, another series to win.
That's it.
It's the Cardinals.
One game at a time. They don't let you win 10 in a row or they take that option. When we get back, we'll talk baseball, Hoosiers in the draft. We've got some track and field at the NCAA Championships. We'll tie up all the loose ends as well. And we'll do that at 8:45. How does that sound?
Yeah, we'll do the Belmont, too.
Ooh, final triple crown. That should be I don't know if it's going to be exciting. I can't wait to hear your analysis coming back at 8:45.
We'll try to put something together.
Yeah, we will. All right. Sounds good, Joe. Thanks for your time, as always, and we'll get caught up next hour.
See you, my friend.
All right, Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45 here on a Big Show Friday.
And a headline makers to consume the headlines, and hopefully that'll be the case. For a couple of point getters, we have competing in the NCAA Outdoor Track and Field Championships in Eugene, Oregon, is ESPN. They've been doing a nice job keeping us and unfolding the headline makers, and they'll do it again tonight and through the weekend starting at 8:30. We have Ben Veach going in the finals of the 5,000 later tonight. Ben finished third at the regional in 13:35, so he'll be trying to lower that and get a podium finish. The finals going to be busy this weekend, the 800, 1,500, and 110 hurdles also scheduled for today and tonight. Our favorite girl out of Louisville, Catherine Receiver, will look to improve on a third-place finish last year. She'll be competing in the 5,000 meters. That is coming up tomorrow. She finished fifth, did Catherine, at the regional. She lowered her time to 16:16.9, but set the school record in the event earlier this year out at Stanford. She ran 15:43, so a lot in the tank left for Catherine, so we'll we'll see if she can get a high podium finish for Ron Helmer's crew this weekend. We wish him well out at the NCAAs. Well, four makes, 16 players drafted under the tutelage of Chris Lemonis. What with Jonathan Stever taken in the fifth round the other day by the Chicago White Sox. We added three more on the final day of the draft midweek, as you know by now. Luke Miller taken in the 22nd round by the White Sox. Logan Sowers in the 28th round with the Indians. And lefty Tim Herron in the 29th round. Now, interestingly enough, of that bunch, Miller and Herron have until July 6th to sign professionally. If they don't, they'll opt for another season at Indiana U. But we have a hush that Miller will go. This is the second time he's been drafted now. He was selected by Minnesota last year in the 31st round. So he, in essence, his stock grew after what he did down in Austin last weekend trying to get the Hoosiers to the Super Regional. He was 8-for-16 with a couple of out and four across. So Miller improved his draft by 9 spots over a year ago. Tim Herron could very well not sign and be back next year for Indiana to help the pitching core. Well, George Johansson and his group of divers coming back to the U.S. of A. After competition wrapped up at the FINA World Cup over in China yesterday, Indiana had 3 entrants in the men's 3-meter springboard, with IULM Michael Hickson leading the way with a 9th-place finish. Earlier in the week, he competed in the 3-meter with his old buddy Sam Dorman. They finished 5th overall. And rounding out the action yesterday was Jessica Parato, the rising senior, still in the old stable for Coach Drew. She placed 5th in the 10-meter synchro with a total of just under 300 points. So, of course, Drew was the head coach for Team USA at that competition. So that kind of takes care of the Hoosiers, and I mentioned basketball because we have 3 former Hoosiers playing tonight and Saturday. Romeo Langford, of course, Rob Tennessee, and also Demezi Anderson teaming up with our own Chance Coyle. And by the way, Chance is JR's 9th Indiana All-Star, so couldn't think of the figure specifically last hour, but Chance, of course, the all-time leading scorer at Bloomington South, will be coming off the bench tonight when they play the first of 2 against the Bluegrass contingent down at Knights Hall at Bellarmine University, and then the return match tomorrow night at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. The girls' game will go at 6 o'clock on both nights. Well, the final leg of the Triple Crown, the Big Sandy, better known as Belmont Park, 1.5 miles. This is the most grueling of all 3 races, and so far so good. I mean, Bob Babbitt said yesterday that Justify couldn't have looked any better as he made his first appearance on the surface, and I don't, with the race being a rider's race and the length of the race, 1.5 miles, I don't feel that the one hole, he has the rail. He drew the rail for the 150th race tomorrow night on NBC post time at 6:46. I don't think that the rail is going to be any problem for jockey Mike Smith. He's been around that circuit many, many times and has won many, many times. So we'll see if Bob Baffert can saddle and make 13, lucky 13. This will be the 13th Triple Crown winner, should it occur, in the first since American Pharoah in 2015. And I say that only because we went, 37 years without a Triple Crown champion, and now we can have 2 within the space of 3-4 years. But it is a writer's race, and that being said, we will add Hoffberg to our equation this weekend, trained by Bill Mott, who's won a few Belmonts and has been around the circuit based out of New York, and he's got his rider, Luis Sace, in the irons, or rather Irad Ortiz Jr. in the irons. I got Louie on Bravazo, and we'll get to him in a second, but we'll add Hoffberg. He is lightly raced, but that being said, Brett for the distance, and we'll see what happens, but we'll put Hoffberg in the equation along with Justify. Bravazo, he's done nothing wrong. He hasn't won yet, but he's been very competitive, and that's Dwayne Lucas's horse, and Maria Glascott's all-time horse pick of the 2018 Triple Crown season. Luis Sace in the iron at a juicy 8-1, and we'll stay with Tenfold with Steve Asmussen and Ricardo Santana Jr., who is an outstanding stretch jockey when he knows the race is on the line, bingo. So we'll play those four numbers, 1, 3, 4, 7, and we'll play Hoffberg as our main horse to upset, although Sentimentality tells me I'd love to see Justify win the Triple Crown. We'll play Hoffberg across the board, play a 1, 3, 4, 7, and we'll tinker with another super trifecta, superfecta box, and see what happens. We got a little ahead of ourselves last week, but that being said, it all paid off in the end. So we'll go with that and see what happens. Again, rain in the forecast. We've had rain at every leg of the Triple Crown in Louisville, in Baltimore, and they're expecting some thunderstorm activity. Again, post time will be at 6:46. If you want a sleeper, you got to go with Fino Rosso. Johnny V, John Velasquez, knows his way around the track, Todd Pletcher train, so you can throw that one in if you want to make some money. But justified 4-5 favorite to win the 150th running of the Belmont Stakes tomorrow on NBC. Mentioning racing, the usual card, back to the card. We had the USAC Midgets in town last week. Back to the Super Stocks, the Race Saver Sprints, the Hornets and Modifieds tonight. Hot laps start at 6:30. Reds welcome in the Cardinals tonight to start a weekend set. We'll have both games on the air for Saturday at 4:10. First pitch and tonight. First pitch, Reds baseball on the airwaves at 7:10.
Back in the saddle, Smitty. I like it. You've been nothing but giving out free winners all Triple Crown season long. And we hope the, I think, Justify. The only issue is the what is it, 6-week turnaround? You got to run 3 times in 6 weeks. And
yep.
the other
it's tough. That's grueling. And you know, this is the most grueling of the whole. You know, none of these horses have run a mile and a half. So this is another test and a new surface for some, you know. So.
And the other part is some of them haven't had to run both those races. They've just perhaps ran the Kentucky Derby or nothing at all and sit in the weeds and wait. And that's why I think the Triple Crown should get more juice than it perhaps does, because not everybody plays by the same rules. And if you beat all the people, the ones that wait and the ones that pick and choose when they want to run, that's why I think that that's even more important. So,
well, we have 5 new shooters in this race. You mentioned horses coming back, with Vino Rosso's one of them.
Skip
the Preakness ran 8th in the Kentucky Derby, and I do like him as a possible long shot to mix it in there. But I really like Hoffberg in this race. To, if there's going to be somebody to upset him, and Tenfold and Ravazzo have been closing. They did so at the Preakness, but we'll see what happens Saturday.
That's a big straightaway to close, Joe.
Yeah, big one.
Have a great weekend. We hope to hear about all your winners on Monday morning.
All righty. Hopefully we'll be able to tell you about it.
Yeah, we'll get a new wheelbarrow down there at Black Lumber to haul all your cash. All right, good job as always, buddy. Thank you.
All righty, my man.
Joe Smith, Monday morning, Friday mornings, right here on WGCL Live.